Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Grant. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to third. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum juggles the ball. That's an error on Kaum. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Sisell applying the tag. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lind tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Kaum moves to second. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Krause picks up the ball and throws it to Hunfield, who tags the runner out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind catches it and throws to first to double up Hunfield. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Langford. The throw from Krause and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Summa reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. It's 3-0, Indians. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Red Faber. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Krause goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kamm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Kamm moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive towards first. Burns catches it and steps on first to double up Falk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Langford takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connolly moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Connolly tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler is walked intentionally. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive towards the mound. Grant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jamieson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lind bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lind for the out. Jamieson moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Krause. Jamieson moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan is thrown out after the base hit. Jamieson scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a line drive into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Barrett moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Clancy is walked intentionally. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Barrett scores. Hunfield moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Johnny Mostill pinch hits for Carl Reynolds. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.